Well, coming up for the Detroit Economic Club on September 10th, a very special guest, in fact, introduced by the presiding officer, our friend Dan Lepp, who is president and CEO of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. The organization of Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, the national federation of 36 independent community-based and locally operated Blue Cross and Blue Shield companies, is headed up by the president and chief executive officer, Scott Sirota, who is coming to town for the Detroit Economic Club. Scott, nice to have you on the program.
Thank you so much, Paul.
The fact of the matter is everybody is scrambling around understanding and trying to achieve the importance of making sure all Americans have access to affordable health care. And I guess then what we need to find out is, what are the Blues doing, all the Blues you represent, what are they doing to help achieve that goal?
You know, Paul, thanks for asking that question. The reality is we've made a lot of progress in covering Americans over the past 7 to 10 years. Actually, 90% of all Americans are covered today. Now, that's a great number, but we still need to close the gap and cover the remaining 10%. But we should figure out mechanisms to do that without disrupting the care for the 280 million Americans who already are covered. So we in the Blues are doing all kinds of things to try to drive affordability, that is, making our coverage and health care in general more affordable, so that it is easier for more Americans to purchase health care. And we're doing it in a number of ways. A lot of activity in Washington trying to strengthen laws that are in place today, like the Affordable Care Act, to make them work better. We've supported proposals that could reduce premiums by as much as 33% and provide up to 4 million people more access to coverage, while ensuring that those with pre-existing conditions continue to be covered. There are lots of things we're doing in the Washington environment. Closer to home, Paul, the Michigan plan has done a lot of work with regard to a concept called patient-centered medical homes. This is a unique program, and again, about 5,000 primary care doctors in Michigan participate in this program. It has worked to improve the quality of care, preventive care, keeping people out of the emergency rooms, ensuring that care is delivered when it's needed and at the most appropriate place. It is what it says it is. It is a home, a medical home for patients where they can go to be guided to the appropriate places within the system. It improves quality, and frankly, it saved over $626 million. So it's a winner for everybody.
Scott Sirota with us, president and CEO of the Blue Cross Association, the nationwide association, speaking at the Detroit Economic Club, September 10th, 11:30 in the morning at Ford Field. The topic is, For the Health of America, a Vision for the Future of Healthcare. You can go to econclub.org for more information. And as I mentioned, Dan Lepp of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan is going to be introducing you, Scott. And fact of the matter is, I do know from conversations with Dan Lepp and from our association here as a spokesperson for our Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, that it's these close local partnerships with providers that has helped really, at least around here, establish patient-focused care that you talk about, those programs, value-based care payment models. And that's, I'm sure, being done around the country, but it's been very, very effective, hasn't it?
It is remarkably effective, and this focus on the redirecting the focal point of the healthcare delivery system to the patient, and ensuring that everything we do, both as insurers and in a broader sense in the healthcare ecosystem, is built from the patient out, has remarkable positive impact. Within the Blue system, we have 74 million members across the country who participate in programs with almost 400,000 value-based care providers, who are designated as value-based care providers because they have committed to provide more coordinated and effective care. So we are committed to it, as you said, locally in Michigan, but also on a national basis, because we think it really works.
Well, it does work. I mean, look, the efforts you've had so far have had some great reductions in the healthcare cost trend. I think 35%, I remember reading. lower emergency department visits and hospital readmissions. Readmissions, a big problem. We're avoiding those more and more. And the higher rates of managing chronic conditions like diabetes, asthma, cardiovascular disease, and a lot of increase in preventive medicine, which is so very important and had been really overlooked for a very long time, or at least we didn't focus on it, it seems.
Yeah, you know, obviously the best way to reduce medical expenses is to stop the conditions from occurring in the first place. So this increased focus on prevention and wellness and fitness and diet and nutrition and those things which we call social determinants of health are vital to our long-term success of the healthcare system and things that the Blue Cross Blue Shield system has always stood for and will continue to stand for going forward. We're very locally focused. We want to do our work in the communities. Our employees are your neighbors, and it makes us much more in tune and focused with the needs of the communities that we serve.
Scott, looking forward to the visit, and the presiding officer again, Dan Lepp, president and CEO of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. And Scott Sirota is the president and CEO of the Blue Cross Association nationwide. He'll be at the Detroit Economic Club September 10th, 11:30 in the morning at Ford Field. For the Health of America, a vision for the future of healthcare. If you'd like to be there, get more information, go to econclub.org, econclub.org. Thanks very much, Scott.
Thank you very much, Paul. I enjoyed it.
As we continue on WJR.